Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael. Our tefillos depend on it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch discusses how one should prepare themselves for tefillah, for prayer. Tefillah is literally an awesome opportunity we have each day to engage in an intimate conversation with our Creator. And therefore, such an opportunity behooves us to prepare for it appropriately. And so, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch outlines various preparations for prayer, including how to dress, washing our hands, preparing our bodies, and the recommendation to give tzedakah, charity, before we pray. Listen to this incredible directive the Shulchan Aruch provides. Gam yekabel alav kodem kol tefila mitzvas v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Before praying, a person should accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Before stepping into tefillah, we are supposed to pause and conscientiously accept upon ourselves the mitzvah of loving Jews, the mitzvah to love each Jew. And then the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains why doing so is so important. Yichavein lehov es kol echad miYisrael k'nafsho, in chas v'shalom yesh peru levavos Yisrael lamata as a gam lamala. He says you should commit to love every Jew like you love yourself, because if chas v'shalom, if God forbid, there is dissension amongst the Jewish people in this world, then there is no harmony in the world above. I'm going to summarize the next piece. He says, the unity of our souls here in this physical world is what gets mirrored above in the spiritual world. And then here is the clincher, my friends. The az behiyos tefilos sehem kelulos yachad hi retzuya lefanav yisparach shemo. It is only when we are unified that our prayers are unified, and when our prayers are unified, it is then that they are accepted favorably by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are touching on mystical concepts here, beyond my pay grade, but what is clear and is easily understood is that the interpersonal relationships between Jew and Jew in this world has extraordinary spiritual and practical consequences. Many of us spend significant time and effort working on our tefillah, particularly since October 7th, and as I record this clip in advance, there are escalations on the horizon in Eretz Yisrael. Many of us are pouring our hearts out to the Ribono Shel Olam. In tefillah, we're increasing our tehillim. We are davening for the hostages, davening for the soldiers, davening for all of those who have been displaced to be able to return to their homes, davening for peace for the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. And of course, we are also daven our very own personal tefillos for ourselves and our families. Tefillah is one of our most potent weapons. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tefillos favorably, then nothing is impossible. Every problem can be fixed, every challenge resolved. But the key to that favorable response lies in our acceptance and fulfillment of loving Hashem's children, our practice of Ahavas Yisrael. The strategy is straightforward. As directed by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, before we daven, whether we daven once a day, three times a day, or only daven in our own words outside of the Siddur, let us take a pause and accept upon ourselves each day anew the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. My friends, our very tefillos depend upon it. 3 weeks, One Heart is dedicated by Chana Sara, Le'ilui Nishmas, her mother, Minette Shimmel, Mendel Bas Moshe Yosef, and Shane Daldina, who imbued her family with a love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.